At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Hello, and welcome to Long Shots Around the World with Wes Reynolds edition. I am Matt Brown. That is Wes Reynolds. We're going to go around the world here, talk about the non-PGA Tour events that are happening this week. And Wes, where are we headed, buddy?
First, going to head to Asia over in Japan for the ISPS Handa Championship, DP World Tour action. And then we will go down to Oceania, Australia, to be exact, for LIV, which is in Adelaide this week.
All righty. So let's start over on the DP World Tour and a little bit maybe of information about this tournament, and then we'll get into your place.
Yeah, this week they're at actually a new course that they didn't play last year. It's at the Taiheho Club, I'm going to pronounce it that way, in Gotemba, Japan, which does host an event on the Japan Golf Tour. This is co-sanctioned between the DP and the Japan Golf Tour this year. Pretty new event. It didn't start until 2022. So over here in Japan, couple PGA Tour regulars going over here to play this week. One being Mathieu Pavon, who is 14-1, and the other being Christian Bezuidenhout, who's about the same price, are coming over here to play this week. Keita Nakajima, former world number one amateur, who won his first DP World Tour event actually at the end of last month at the Indian Open. 18-1, he's won four times on the Japan Golf Tour. Another one, Takumi Kanaya, who won on the Japan Golf Tour last month, because there's been about a month break for both of these tours, DP and then the Japan Tour because of the Masters and whatnot. And then the event in Korea that was supposed to play last week got canceled. But yeah, you have a lot of the DP World Tour regulars here, Jordan Smith, Sebastian Soderberg, Yannick Paul, Tom McKibben. So, you know, a lot of guys that are playing this event that maybe have not played for a few weeks if they have not been playing stateside or anywhere else around the world. So this course, by the way, Gotemba course at Taiheho Club, par 70, 72, 62. It used to be a par 72, but got renovated a few years ago. So now it's a more difficult par 70, only two par fives. And then a couple par fives that are now long par fours at over 500 yards. So it's actually a tree lined track, but you get the views of Mount Fuji over there in Japan. So it is kind of a scenic course, I would say, just looking at the photos that I've seen from it.
Only 10 guys at 35-1 or shorter. Everybody else is longer. And as we talk about in some of these non-PGA Tour events, Wes, like, there are guys who have basically zero chance at all of any of this. So you're actually looking at a field, despite the fact if you go, guys, and start scrolling through and look at the official field number, there are literally guys that are 5,000-1, 2,500-1, you know, stuff like that to win this tournament. So again, the field might look like a full field, but it is guys that have zero chance of winning in this field as well.
Yeah, no question about it, because you get a lot of Japan Golf Tour guys that are playing this event this week. So, you know, there's a reason some of them are playing on that tour, not the DP World Tour.
Wes, what did you do when you dug in? What ended up making your card?
Yeah, I only played a few here, and it's kind of a favorite that nobody is going to like, but it's a very interesting angle here. And I did bet 14-1 on Bez here. There's a reason why he's here in this field this week. He's 58th in the official world golf ranking. that's on the border right now to qualify for the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. And yeah, I know this is a weaker field, but if you win or place really high in a DP World Tour event, you are going to get good, decent rankings points. And it's similar to what Lucas Herbert did last year when he was 59th in the OWGR. He had just played the RBC Heritage the week before, just like Bez did, and traveled all the way to Japan and won this event and actually locked him into all the major championships. So you look at Bez, 6th on the PGA Tour for proximity, 10th for bogey avoidance, 12th for strokes gained putting, 21st strokes gained total. He's played pretty good golf this year, and this is a massive drop in class in terms of field quality. So Christian Bezuidenhout at 14-1. Takumi Kanaya, 22-1. Actually won on this course in 2019 when he was an amateur. It's called the Mitsui Sumitomo Visa Taiho Masters.
Exactly. And,
yes. Yeah. And he also has a second, a third, and a fifth on this track over his last three appearances. He actually won his last start at the end of March on the Japan Tour. So kind of a short number, but certainly makes sense on the form. Sebastian Soderberg, 28-1. He was T2 last time out at the Hero Indian Open. 5 top tens or better in his last 10 worldwide starts. This guy's real close to winning, and he actually practices and trains in the offseason over in Thailand. So even though he's a Swedish player, well acquainted with golf in Asia. Bernd Wiesberger, 45-1, 3-time winner in his career over in Asia, China, South Korea, and Indonesia. Hasn't won yet since he's returned to the DP World Tour full time, but solid all season. 2nd for around the green, 2nd in greens and regulation, 16th in approach. Overall, he's 3rd in strokes gained tee to green. So Bernd Wiesberger, 45-1. And then Sam Bairstow, 75-1. Missed out on the playoff by one shot several weeks ago. Finished 3rd in Singapore. Former top 10 world amateur. Has 6 top 25s in his last 8 starts on the DP World Tour. So Sam Bairstow, 75-1.
As we head over to LIV, as you would imagine, no surprise, the betting favorite over there is Jon Rahm. Though Jon Rahm had a Masters, probably he would say to forget, but we do get to see him go into the short field event here with 54 holes and comes in at under 10-1. Joaquin Niemann is under 10-1 as well. Everybody else 10-1 or longer. A little bit about the tournament first here, Wes, and then we'll get into your picks.
Yeah, LIV Adelaide, 2nd year that they are actually at this event. You mentioned Jon Rahm, of course, the favorite. Usually he is, and he has been every event on this tour this year. Joaquin Niemann, 10-1. He's got 2 victories already in the first 5 events. He is 10-1 in that area, along with DeChambeau, along with Cameron Smith. Then you have Tyrrell Hatton, Taylor Gooch, who actually won last year here in Adelaide. And this is actually a composite course. It is called the Grange Golf Club, and there's 2 courses, east and west, but it's going to be a composite par 72 of 6,946 yards. Half of the holes are on the east course, which was actually redesigned by Greg Norman back in 2012. And then the other half, which is the back nine of the west course, Mike Clayton, former Australian pro player, design that. So it's going to be a composite of 2 courses that you're going to see this week. I mentioned Taylor Gooch. He was the winner here last year at 25-1, won a couple times on that tour last year.
If you are looking to bet the teams out there, I'm going to read off these odds and you're going to find out that you didn't even know that some of these teams existed. But hell, let's go ahead and do it here, Wes, while we got everyone. The Legion is your betting favorite. The Crushers coming in plus 430, Torque 470, the Smash 7-1, the Fireballs 7.5-1, as are Stinger, Ripper 12-1, Range Goats at 14-1, the 4 Aces coming in at 16-1, and then the Majestics is way, way down at 50-1. Apparently they're not allowed to play with a full bag of golf clubs in this event right here. So Wes, what ended up making your card this week?
Yeah, by the way, that Legion team is the Rahm and Hatton team. The local team, though, is going to be the all Aussie team, the Rippers, which is Cam Smith, Mark Leishman, Matt Jones, Lucas Herbert. So, I have not bet the teams there, but Legion is usually favorite because Jon Rahm, of course, is the favorite. That Majestics team is Poulter, Westwood, Stenson, and Horsfield. None of those guys have really played well as of late. So what did make my card this week? Pretty easy. Cam Smith, 11-1. T3 last year, actually, in this event. He was T6 at the Masters. Even though he was never really a contender, I thought he played pretty solid. Led the field in scrambling, 2nd for around the green, 4th for strokes gained putting. that's what you're going to have to do here. So hometown event for Cam Smith. I think he could go well here, as can Patrick Reed, 28-1 T3 here also last year. Had his first top 10 finish on LIV, a T9 in Miami, and then a T12 at the Masters. So certainly can go well here, and obviously not too long of a course here. Reed's not the longest hitter off the tee, and this is under 7,000 yards. So I think the ball striking, and you know, you notice a common theme with Smith and Reed. Those are two of the better short games in the world, and I think that's what you got to have here. And then kind of a little bit of a longer shot, Peter Uihlein at 55-1, T7 here last year. He was one of the few actually in this week's field that actually played last week. And, you know, I'm not talking about stateside. He was T3. The Asian Tour had the Saudi Open, and he shot 63 in Sunday's final round. So sometimes when a guy shoots a really low round the week before, even though he doesn't win, I often think that that can carry over, and maybe that can for Peter Uihlein this week.
Guys, as always, you can head over to VSiN.com. You can check out all of Wes's golf content, so be sure and do that. If you want to use the promo code GOLF, we'll save you $41 off of an annual subscription as well, where you not get where you don't get just the golf content, but you get all of the content that we do over there on VSiN.com. Of course, subscribe to this here very feed if you have not already, and you will be able to get all of the golf content that we put out. We're doing multiple podcasts for each one of the majors. Of course, we'll have Around the World in our regular Long Shots podcast as well, talking some team events down in outside of New Orleans this week. So for Wes, I'm Matt. Good luck on your Around the World bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.